Creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show.
A retirement facility for retired gay podcasters.
So are you suggesting that we first unionize podcasting?
What about straight ones?
No, well, for our alliance people, you could move in there, or, you know, Nessa or Christina. But it's kind of like, it's the Pride 48 home for retired old gay podcasters. Oh, God, can you imagine that poor Vera walking around with her walker and her meat hook? Finally, I mean, here's the thing. I think Fatty is actually on the borderline of senility. I actually think there's not much time left.
He's only 3 years older than me.
We got a few good years left in him. Yeah, but you seem a little more together.
Three.
He's got a few more good years in him.
Hopefully I do too.
Maybe this year we should have a tribute for
him. He's not old and he's not fat.
At the 5th annual Pride 48, we might have to do a tribute to him. Just because, thanks for the memories, because he might not remember any year
coming
forward.
And I'll be thanks for the memories.
Yes. Yes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
There's not much time left.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3366 of the BFO for Thursday, the 31st of December, 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day. There was something in the little mailbox, and we're heading to Times Square with Ben Grauer. Big money! Ladies and gentlemen, for the final time of 2020, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West. And we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Don't look so sad, it's not so bad, you know. Just another night, that's all it is.
Hello, ball droppers, Big Fatty, it's Vulgar, except on New Year's Eve. Hi, everyone. I hope your New Year's Eve is going well. Y'all, it's going to be the end of, it's not the same old New Year's Eve like we've had in the past. But y'all, I do hope that your New Year's Eve brings some brightness and some hope, and it brings you to a place where you shine with a smile on your face and share it with others. Yes, Big Betty, and I hope that you toast the new year with a piece of toast. No, you toast it with champagne. Oh, well, no wonder people look at me so weird when I have a piece of buttered toast.
Happy anniversary.
Today, the 31st of December, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, I have been to these individuals' anniversarium / New Year's Eve hootenannies. Y'all, up there at the compound. Oh, yes, Big Betty, the compound. And y'all, I'm talking about the fathers of Danbury Jr. I'm talking about Brian in Danbury and the Flop Foe. Oh, Big Betty, we love the Flopfo and Brian. It's true, and we love Danbury Jr. too. But y'all, this is their last. This is their last anniversarium at the compound. They will no longer be the Danburys, cause y'all, they're moving to Southbury, so they're gonna be the they're gonna be something else. So they're gonna be the Berries. Big Fatty Mary Berry. Well, you know, they do have soggy bottoms. Big Fatty Vulcan. But y'all, if you see the Danburys on the 20 or the face, wish them a happy anniversarium, especially if they got soggy bottoms, Big Fatty.
Happy anniversary!
All right, knock it off!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, got to y'all today, the 31st of December, y'all, very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, is one of the suits of Pride 48, and used to do that cocktails and kerfuffles. And y'all, you heard them at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, oftentimes they would do creaming in the new year. Big Betty, that just sounds vulgar. Is that at a bathhouse? No, well, I don't know. Toppy could probably tell us it. Big Betty! Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Joey Bukkake. Oh, Big Betty, we love Joey Bukkake. We do indeed. And y'all, I will say this. Joey is as hard a worker. Over these years, I've been proud to be associated with him on the Pride 48, and he is as hard a worker as anybody, and and I'm proud to call him friend. Big Betty, well, what about him? Is he never mind? We'll just say that he's proud to call you a friend too. That just seems so nice on New Year's Eve. Well, it is, and y'all, you know what Joey's mom and dad called him? They called him tax deduction. The year. He was born because, y'all, they got to claim him as a dependent all year long, and he was just born hours before the new year. So, y'all, if you see old tax deduction on the 20 or the face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Or maybe a cream puff. You think he might like a cream puff?
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Of course, nobody heard the happy music when they woke up on a hump day morning because you forgot to post the little show. Well, that's not true. I posted the little show, but I forgot to attach the audio file to it. So the little show was posted, but it didn't have any audio attached. So y'all, if you hadn't gotten Wednesday's The Hump Day Show, go back and download it. Try again. And anyway, y'all, it's just sad. It's just sad. And but anyway, y'all, you know, young Nicholas was here for the little show yesterday. And then after that, It was, I just kind of piddled around. Y'all, I had Brussels sprouts for my supper, and y'all, I tooted it up all night long. And, and then, slept very well, watched some of the sports ball, and, y'all got up on hump day morning, had McCorfrey posted the show, did my Sudoku, and then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Then off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. And y'all, the final trip to the Von Seas for 2020. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Barely, Big Fatty. Well, that's because I didn't get very much. Y'all, as I do on Wednesdays, went by the Von Seas. Y'all, I decided I was going to make some beef stew. So I had some potatoes and celery and beef, and so y'all, I got me some matchstick carrots, picked up a half dozen eggs, got a couple of onions, some brown gravy mix, can't have beef stew without brown gravy, y'all picked up a couple of bars of the pepper jack cheese, and y'all, I'm gonna make some more cheese cookeries, so y'all, I was running a little low on Rice Krispies, so y'all, they had those little cups of the Rice Krispies, that was just enough, so I got that, and I got a thing of buffalo chicken dip. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all only spent $13.94, but I saved $8.35. Yes, Big Betty, and you know, Moose P, he sent you his coupon report, and he saved $1,303.38, and guess how much you saved this year, Big Fatty? I have no idea. You saved $1,419.06, so both of you, we're gonna call it a tie. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, I came back home and took hours to unload all those provisions. Yes, Big Betty, I can't believe that you're still winded from it. It's true. And y'all, I have a package here, and I have a kid, and the kid is from my number one straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. And my package is from my straight daddy, Dan. And y'all, I don't have time to give them the proper recognition that they need, so I'll open them on the first day of January 2021. And y'all, that pretty much was my day. Long-time listeners of the little show know I end the New Year's Eve show the same way, with a trip down memory lane. So let's head up to New York City.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
This is Broadway, the Great White Way, part of the world's most exciting city, New York. And it's time once again for New Year's Eve with Guy Lombardo. And now from the famous Waldorf Astoria Hotel on fashionable Park Avenue, where New York's glamorous high society celebrates New Year's Eve in the Grand Ballroom, it's the sweetest music this side of heaven, with all the Royal Canadians and Mr. New Year's Eve himself, ladies and gentlemen, Guy Lombardo.
Times Square and Ben Drower to see the excitement over there. Take it away, Ben.
Take it away? Oh, I hope I can talk. I just saw the sign up there that said 15 degrees. This is the coldest New Year's Eve I've ever covered in almost 40 years. But these kids don't know anything about that. I didn't think that'd last this long. Last, by the crowd's increased now. It stretches way up to 48th Street and down there to 43rd Street. There must be 50 to 75,000 of them. They're waiting to see that ball slide down from that tower up there at the what used to be the Times Building, now called Number One Times Square. And when that ball starts its move in 2 minutes from now, they'll know they've got less than 60 seconds to say goodbye to the old and hello to the new. They don't care about what happened to the old. Like all of us, we want to wonder what's going to be in this new year, the year in which we have a new president and a new administration, a year of expectancy and curiosity and hope, but a year that's another adventure in the march of mankind. and these youngsters here are ready to greet it with another one of those inexplicable shouts of joy as the magic moments arrive. You think this crowd is making noise now? Wait till you hear what happens in exactly a minute and a half from now. It's approximately 11:58. That sweep of the sun or the sweep of the meridian of time is coming our way, and it's inexorably going to hit here in about a minute and a half. And then you are going to hear this group of people from all over the world, and mostly from the New York area. There's a little sign that says Sovan, Pennsylvania, population 102, Happy New Year. And over there is one from Texas, says hello. And here's one from Niagara Falls. I don't know, they come from all over. I don't know why they do it, but they've done it year after year, and they're getting ready to make that shout that means when the ball starts moving. That ball I'm talking about is that golden ball, 6 feet in diameter, on a flagpole 100 feet high at the top of the Times building. It's got 180 light bulbs in it. It's going to start moving. I think it has started. Yes, it's starting to move. Listen to the crowd. Listen to that surge of expectancy. The decibels are jumping up to the top as the ball starts moving down. Slowly, its time is just so that when it hits the bottom, it'll be the new year. And that's what the moment that everyone that's gathered here is waiting for. Slowly, it's starting to move.
So many memories of them from the Waldorf Astoria and Times Square. You know, the Waldorf Astoria, they have a lovely apple solid. You wouldn't like it, though, because it's full of mayonnaise. Well, no thank you. But y'all, growing up, we would watch Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians. Yes, we've had it now known as the Royal Northern Mexicans. It's true. And, y'all, and then they'd head it over to Ben Grauer in Times Square, and he would count it all down, and y'all, it was, a Big Fatty, take out 2020 with a good old belt. Well, that might not be such a bad idea, but, y'all, I hope that your New Year's is an evening of rebirth and renewal and rejuvenation. Y'all, it's been a tough one this year, but you know, throughout this year, everybody says, we're gonna make it. Together, we're gonna make it. And y'all, we've made it. We've made it. Now, it's not gonna be all solved on January 1st, but we can put a one after that second two, I say, chew, when you're writing your next check. Big Fatty, nobody writes checks anymore. Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely New Year's Eve. Don't get out there with the crazies. Y'all, I don't think people are going to be so crazy this year. Y'all, I just want to say one last thing. I was listening to the Geeky Gay Little Show, and he had a caller, and he referred to himself as Doughboy. And he's had a tough year in 2020, but y'all, he has courage, and he has stamina, and he has motivation. And if you hadn't listened to that Geeky Gay, go listen to it. And Doughboy, we're all proud of you, and proud to have you in the Pride 48 family. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Joey Bukkake, and Joey, we're getting near the magical time. What do you say?
There's not much time left.
Oh, Big Fatty, do we need to go ahead and pull out the last will and testament?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.